the story about the Ventnor ice cream vending situation. Mel Taylor from AC Primetime, Down Beach Buzz, a Brigantine now. The veterans will be selling ice cream on the Ventnor beaches again this summer.
It was a doozy. The veterans pushing back saying, listen, don't take away our ice cream. The community is with the veterans. Other broadcasters were calling the Ventnor commissioners all kinds of horrible names. The mayor of Ventnor, Miss Mayor Beth Holtzman, she wagged her finger and said, how dare you? But I want to certainly give props to the fact that they backed off. Tim Kriebel, Commissioner Tim Kriebel, saw that this was an emotionally charged issue, so they're not going to take away the Ventnor Beach ice cream license from veterans in Ventnor. That's a smart move. And J.J. Milanagro, the veteran that started all of this and said, listen, don't take it away from us, props for him for starting a petition, a signature petition, warning the Ventnor commissioners that they're about to make a bad move.
There's still no recording of these meetings. And you're also telling me in Longport they don't record and post it. We're in 2018, Mel. I mean, this is insanity. Everybody has a video recorder on their phones at this point. And these cities are not recording and posting these meetings so that the people that they supposedly serve can watch these meetings.
Yeah, well, Brigantine does a great job. They record the video of their commissioner meetings or their council meetings, and they put it up on YouTube the very next day. City of Margate records the audio and immediately posts it up the very next day. Good for them. And most towns are realizing that, especially along the South Jersey Shore, second homeowners, part-time residents, they don't have access to going to the council meetings all the time, even though I've seen on multiple occasions the mayor of Ventnor has said, listen, if you care about your community, you're going to show up once a month at 5 o'clock and come to these council meetings. Well, that freaked out a lot of the residents, not just part-time, but full-time residents of Ventnor, saying, listen, I got to pick up my kids after school. I'm still working at 5:30. I can't make it to a 5 o'clock meeting. How dare you, Mayor Holtzman, say that I am not civic-minded by not showing up at these meetings? Why don't you follow through with your campaign promise to be more transparent and record the meeting, the commissioner meetings? I mean, it doesn't cost very much anymore. It doesn't cost anything to upload the meeting to YouTube. It costs nothing. Little by little, most South Jersey Shore towns are realizing that 75% of their taxpayers aren't here full time. A lot of these shore towns are smartly recording their commissioner meetings so that everybody can keep up to date. Hey, good thing for the veterans. Everything is status quo, but Ventnor Police Chief Doug Biaggi, he still gave a warning to some of the veterans who, well, they weren't as professional as they could be. He said, listen, guys, I fully support the veterans. We all do. But Ventnor Police Chief Biaggi, what a great guy. He still has to be the police chief and say, listen, you got to follow the rules. Dress appropriately. No fighting amongst each other on the beach, fighting over territories. I'm going to stand firm. I support the veterans, but please be respectful of each other. You guys compete somewhat, but do not fight over territory in front of moms and dads and kids on the beaches of Ventnor.
Well, I mean, sources tell me, Mel, that the rules for the vending in Ventnor, they're really not concrete. They need to maybe look at that, and there really are no specific borders or specific locations. So that is going to create a lot of havoc. And what came out of this meeting was that Ventnor has it all screwed up, and they really need to maybe look at that and say, hey, look, I mean, this is your zone from here to here. And I don't know whether you were aware of that, Mel, but the rules were all screwed up. And that leads to a lot of fighting between veterans and things like that. So you can blame the veterans, but they're following the rules, which are very not specific where you should be selling ice cream. And I think that is a big factor as well. in this?
Well, let's hope, King, that they will amend some of the rules just slightly and do exactly what you're saying. Instead of having it a free-for-all, and once again, I do not have those specific rules in front of me, but there's some basic rules like you've suggested, but maybe there needs to be more fine print as to exactly what the rules truly mean. You know, if you are beach ice cream guy, veteran number one, you have from this block to this block, and you, veteran beach ice cream guy, you can have from here to here. One would assume that would make a lot of sense. Let's hope that Vetner moves forward and amends some of these ordinances to give people specific territories, as you suggest.
Of course, we had another major storm on Wednesday in our area, and some people were talking about those drainage outfall pipes in Margate. Some people said that they washed away in that storm. I mean, Mel, you have covered this dune project in Margate, and they have really destroyed the beaches of Margate. What's the update on these drainage outfall pipes? Did they all wash out to sea on Wednesday?
Well, some of these massively large pipes, they were all stacked up, and that nor'easter number two over the past week or two, it did take a few of the pipes and knock them off, and they started to get into the surf. So we saw pictures of it. People were sharing those photographs, so indeed, some of that equipment did get thrown around a little bit. But that's proof that there is an awful lot of stuff on our beaches down here in Margate that can cause a problem, can be a safety issue. But here's the real headline. As you know, all last summer it was disrupted by dune and beach replenishment here in not only Atlantic City and Ventnor, but specifically, especially in Margate, where it seems like Governor Chris Christie, the former thong boy, Frank Talk would always refer to him as, that Margate really got a lot of revenge out of Mr. Christie, saying, well, we're going to do a lot of work and a lot of work right in the middle of your summer. How dare you push back on us years and years past? So we're going to actually pay you back for that, Margate. But it looks like, and I was just down there yesterday, it looks like the Army Corps of Engineers are going on summer number two on beach work. Now, the dunes are already built, but now they're installing outfall pipes and a drainage system on every street end. And they're going to create five brand new outfall pipes, those big, giant, ugly things that take water, stormwater runoff, from the street end all the way down to the ocean. And why do they need to create a big, giant drainage network like this? Because the dune system they built caused much more flooding. It made matters worse. So what happens when you're the federal government and you have a blank check? Well, if you fix a problem and another problem comes up, no worries. We're just going to come back and give you another solution, and we're going to charge the taxpayers to fix the problem that we created. So I've been watching this, and they are shutting down the street ends to install these sewers, these outlets or these inlets that will feed into a network of drainage pipes. It's pretty ugly, but here's what really is disconcerting. The Army Corps of Engineers says, don't worry, we're going to pause work. We're going to stop work for the summertime, and then we'll resume back in the fall. The Army Corps of Engineers says they promised to be off the beaches of Margate by June 30th. June 30th. That, my friends, first off, they don't have to follow that rule. They can be off whenever they want. But to say they're going to be done and get all their equipment off by June 30th, what about the month of June on the beaches of Margate? What about the month of May? I'm telling you, this Army Corps thing is going to freak people out, knowing that they're going to have tractors and heavy equipment and noise right up to the beginning of the 4th of July weekend in Margate, and I cannot believe people are not out in force with pitchforks and just going bonkers, knowing that 2018, the summer of 2018, on the beaches of Margate, they're going to be disrupted throughout the entire month of June.
Then we have a story that the press blasted on the front page a couple of weeks ago about ACCC putting additions onto their college. But then a story that came out this week says that the classroom vacancy or the classroom enrollment is down. You know, the price of tuition is up, enrollment is down. What's going on there at ACCC?
Yeah, it seems like everybody wants to have plenty of classroom space, plenty of teachers. And we love plenty of classroom space. We love plenty of teachers. No one's against that. But there comes a time when there's not enough of a population to fill those classrooms. You know, in elementary school and middle school here along the coast, you know, towns like Brigantine have two schools with two full staffs with only a couple of hundred students. In Margate, they have two schools, two full staffs, and they have an average teacher salary of about $90,000 plus benefits. And students in Margate, I think it's less than 400 now. But getting back to Atlantic Cape Community College, ACCC, they just cut the ribbon on a brand new student center. And they, you know, of course, they get all this glowing coverage from the press of Atlantic City saying how wonderful it is. Dr. Barbara Gaba is the president of Atlantic Cape Community College. But she reports to a gentleman, you might know him, King. His name is Dave Koski. He is the chairman of the Atlantic Cape Community College Board of Trustees. But for years and years and years, they've seen declining enrollment at all these colleges. You know, people are realizing you don't necessarily have to have a college degree. Maybe you want to go to trade school. But Atlantic Cape Community College, they are raising their tuition by 6% in tuition and fees. And that's bad, bad news because they just cut that ribbon on a brand new $12 million student center. So is there enough demand for all this investment? And Dave Koski says the budget reflects a declining population, an annual slipping enrollment. That's kind of crazy. Now, take a look at this. Atlantic Cape Community College, the enrollment declined 15% since 2010. If you take a look at just year over year, from 2015 to 2016, a 7% decline. If you go way back to 2006, Atlantic Cape Community College enrollment declined by 1,000 students, and there seems to be a decrease in the demand for these new facilities.
And if you're just joining us, it's Mel Taylor from ACPrimetime.com, DownBeachBuzz.com, BrigantineNow.com.
It's crazy times down here at the shore, but King Arthur, it's so good that every Saturday morning from 6 to 12, we finally have a source, a broadcasting source of news and information you can trust. It's Must Listen Radio every Saturday morning on WIBG, 1020 a.m. on the King Arthur Radio Show. And wait, I see green. I think Frank Talk is coming up in a few minutes.
Yes, it's parade day in Atlantic City. Everyone's excited for the St. Patrick's Day parade and the Irish pub. No finer place to go before and after the parade.